great success. It's something that's been going on over a long number of years, where farmers had to put a fence across the main road to stop the sheep coming down the mountain. So what we have now is we have access, a gate where farmers can load on and load off their sheep. We also have a cattle grid across the road, which will stop the sheep coming out. And we also have a gate then one side for access for people walking in and out. So it's a great success. Anyone that ever went down to Lux Bridge would have seen the problem there, where before you had to come down, you had to get out of your car, open the fence, drive in and close the fence after you. So, as I said, it's a great success. It's been going on now over 2.5 years to try and get the work where we are. But I think it's a great success and people are happy with what the outcome of this anyways.
And why did it take so long to get these works underway and completed?
Well, first of all, I suppose, we were working very closely with the local farmers to make sure that we got the job done and also to do it right. That's the most important thing. So we had to make sure that the grid that went down was going to be suitable for the sheep, that they wouldn't get in or out. We also wanted to make sure we had a set-down area for farmers when they're coming in and out with their sheep. It's not just for tourists up there. People go up there and bring down their turf. So we wanted to make sure that we could do it at a certain time of the year as well. And as I says, it might have took that extra bit of time, but at the end of the day, it's local people that tell you it's 50 years in the making to try and get where we are today. So as I says, this is a great success, and I want to thank all the people that was involved in it.